Eastern Washington University says it will make online instruction its top priority for fall quarter, continuing on with its approach to teaching this spring. Provost David May says administrators are following the advice of health experts on campus.
Their best assessment is that if we start face-to-face in the fall, we will not finish face-to-face in the fall. And so that raises the question of if we're bringing students back to campus and we have a significant belief that some students will become ill and some may have very negative outcomes from that, we're not willing to take that risk.
May says Eastern will offer in-person instruction in cases where online isn't feasible, such as laboratory classes. He says the university will make one change from its spring routine.
We went very quickly into the spring in that 3 weeks of transition, thinking that students would want asynchronous courses that were just out there and they could access when they wanted to, for the flexibility that provides. And what we found out through a survey that we gave to our students is that they really kind of miss having a set time when they get to interact with their peers, even if it is virtually.
And so Eastern will develop a set schedule of classes, with students expected to dial in at specific times. Eastern will open its residence halls to students who want to live on campus, one student per room. May says administrators anticipate only about 600 students choosing that option, which means it should have space for single occupancy. The university's June commencement ceremony and first summer term will also be held online. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.